Guess what, fellas? The boys are buzzing because hockey is back. Want to know what else is buzzing? The Lawnmower 4.0 from our friends at Manscaped. They are the global leaders in male grooming, trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Don't get chirped this year for having a disaster below the waist. Join the Manscaped movement for all your hairiest grooming needs. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code HAYES, that's HAYES, at manscaped.com. Use the promo code HAYES at manscaped.com and you'll save 20% off plus free shipping.
Dane, you got us?
I got you.
Beautiful. Thank you for joining us here on Leafs Lunch.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. Shane, you're taking part in this year's Road Hockey to Conquer Cancer, rather, fundraiser in support of the Princess Margaret. It's on Saturday, October 30th at the Vaughan Metropolitan Center. You're one of the celebrities that can be drafted the night before by one of the top fundraising teams. Are you a little nervous? Drafted? You haven't been drafted in a while.
That's been a long time since 1984. I got drafted in the first round, so I'm not sure if I'm going to cut the first round this time or not, but it's an amazing cause, and it's special to my heart, too. I've played in the Road Hockey to Conquer Cancer for many, many years, and it's just so much fun to be out there with the fans, actually, and hang out with the fans and talk to them and get a chance to know them a bit, and they get a chance to know us a bit. And like, I lost my dad at 45, so it's just a perfect fit. I get to go out and raise some money for cancer that took my dad's life and have fun doing it and talk about some great memories that I had with him, too. It's not all bad. It's got to be a great, happy day, and just happy and excited to be a part of it. It's always a fun day.
Shane, why? Like, I'm just taking a look at the list of guys here who are going to be taking part of this. You got yourself, Darcy Tucker, Wendell Clark, Ally Afraidy.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of bruisers from the NHL that are out here. Like, how aggressive does it get out there for you guys?
But you know how we work. When we get into any kind of game, it's going to be competitive and chippy. There's only one speed for all of us guys that you just mentioned. We want to go out there and win. It's not just for fun. Trust me.
I mean, it's
always fun. I mean, it's a great cause, and that's the main reason you're there. But, you know, we can't take that competitive juice out of us. So it's going to be a good time.
Who would you say is the guy who just tries way too hard out there?
I can't sue anybody right now. I mean, we're all pretty competitive. We all get pretty competitive, especially when the guy that I was going to say lives down the street with me and might be married to my sister. But anyways, you know what? The funny thing is, I can't lie. I get pretty competitive, too. I just love to play. And then once you step onto the court where we're playing, because we're playing ball hockey, not ice, thank you. Mm-hmm. But the ice is a bit easier. You can glide a bit on the ball court on the hockey road hockey court. You can't glide. It's stopping and starting. I can't walk for days after I'm finished playing. I can't go up down the stairs, so I sleep on the couch. But we all get pretty competitive. We all get pretty competitive, and it's a great deal. And the team, sometimes you get with teams, the captain, like, he's giving you, yelling at you, and I don't know if I can use that word, but he's giving you shit and stuff like that and trying to get your butt moving. And I'm going, okay, geez, he wants to win this thing. But it just makes it for more fun. And, I mean, it's like something I'm doing right now with Molson's and the Leafs and the Canadians and the Oilers are all doing this thing called Molson Hall of Fame that's for the fans. And I mean, just to do things like that and be with the fans, they're so important to the game of hockey. They've given us so much and done so much for us and pushed us and gave us the energy. And to see them back in the buildings, it's amazing for them. But I'm going to tell you right now, for the players, it just gives them that added energy and passion to go and play hard every night for the fans, because they're the reason why we play a game that we love to play. And we can do it and make a living at it. So it's just going to be a fun all-around day and a lot of laughs. There's a lot of good times. There are a lot of jokes and maybe a few pops drank, too. And nobody drink and drive, though. Make sure you take an Uber or have a DD, right? Yeah. I'm a driver.
Absolutely, absolutely. In conversation with Shane Corson, former Maple Leafs player, you spoke about a guy who may be a little rough and tumble in the games. He's actually going to be on Overdrive later tonight at 5:05. And speaking of Darcy Tucker, he gave Michael Bunting the stamp of approval on Twitter the other day. Does he also get the stamp of approval from Shane Corson? What's been your impressions of Bunting's game so far?
Well, I mean, Tux is all over social media. He's really good at it. But Michael Bunting played with my son in Sault Ste. Marie. So I've known Michael for quite a few years now. And I got to watch him in junior when he first came in with the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. And he's just a competitive hard-working hockey player that plays all areas of the game, defensive zone, offensive zone, plays in the neutral zone and goes to the net and isn't scared to get dirty and get dirty goals. And he can play on any line. He can play in the top line, down to the fourth line. He definitely, in saying all that, the simple answer is yes, he gets my stamp of approval. I think he's a really good hockey player, and I'm happy to see him getting a chance because he's not only a great hockey player, I got to know him, he's a great kid. And he like to see good kids do well, and just happy for him. I'm sure he's going to help the Toronto Maple Leafs. And he's exactly the type of player they needed. He goes to dirty zones and the dirty areas to score goals or to stick his nose in front of the net or get in there when one of his teammates is getting pushed around. Just a great kid and plays the game the way I love to see the game played.
Yeah, you can tell that he's on his way to becoming a fan favorite in the market. Another hometown boy, Mitch Marner. Yeah. He's looked really good to start the season, I've thought. Hasn't got the results on the score sheet. What advice would you give to him right now? A guy who's playing so well, who you know this market's kind of tough to play in. If you're not putting up points on the score sheet, fans aren't really receptive to your game. What advice would you give to him? To just keep grinding it out?
Yeah, you answered the question for me. I mean, you just got to keep working hard. Put your nose down and work hard in practice. Keep it simple. You maybe got to get one that bounces off you or a dirty one going in that, and things will turn around. I mean, I'm not worried about his offense, to be quite honest. He's always going to get big offensive totals, I believe, and same with Matthews and guys like that. They're always going to be able to produce offensively. And, I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot expected of you, and when you're making big money and you're supposed to be one of the top players, the fans have every right to be on you. I mean, it happens to every hockey player who's come through, and they have the right to do that. I mean, so for me, it's just try to put all the noise out of your head and just go out and play. That's what you got to do. Just go out and play hard every night. Keep it simple and work hard. I know for a guy that's skilled like that, that's a little bit harder, but just keep it simple and play hard and work hard every night, and you'll start getting the bounces. If you play the right way, you know, guys like Gretzky and Messier that I got the opportunity to play with, and Larry Robinson, Bob Gain, those guys told me never to get up two up and never get two down. Now, I didn't always listen to them because I was pretty emotional, but meaning just keep going out there and playing hard. And if you do the right things and play the game the right way, that's something they taught me, you'll get your points. And when you try to push too hard or trying to do too much, then sometimes it just snowballs and it gets worse and worse and you're gripping the stick a little bit tighter. But I'm not worried about him offensively. He's going to come out of that.
Shane, one more for you. It looks like the Maple Leafs had their Halloween party the other night, and we were talking about that earlier. And I get the sense, based on some stories that I've heard, that NHL Halloween parties are some of the best events of the year. You got any juicy Halloween stories from your playing days, or maybe, you know, some unique costume ideas that you've come across through your time in the NHL?
Well, Jesus, guys, you got me there. I mean, I got to tell you, Halloween is still one of my favorite holidays of the season because I consider it a holiday, and it's not because of the costumes or all the other stuff. It's the trick or treat, and I still go out and collect candy because I love the candy. I mean, I'm eating it for months. I mean, I've seen some incredible Halloween costumes, but I mean, like I said, the most fun I have is when the kids bring the candy home and I eat it all on them, and they're not too happy with me. And you know what? I'm already. I'm missing teeth and all kinds of stuff when I take all my teeth out. It scares the kids at the front door. So my kids tell me not to smile or look at any of the kids when they come to the front door because I'm going to scare them just with my normal face. So it's pretty cool. But, I mean, it's a fun time, and it's I love Halloween. I love the fall. I mean, I mentioned that I lost my dad to cancer at 45, and his favorite season was always the fall, and it's mine too. I just love this time of the year. It's not too hot, and you can wear your sweaters and jeans, and the leaves are turning, and we know the hockey season started, so I love this time of year.
Well, Shane, really appreciate you joining us today, and have a good time at the Road Hockey to Conquer Cancer event, which is taking place on October 30th.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, and you know what, it's people like you that give us the opportunity to talk about these platforms and get people out to raise money for a great cause, and I appreciate you having me on, and keep doing a great job you're doing, and thanks again for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, all the pleasure's on this side of the mic, Shane. Thank you so much. That's Shane Corson, former Maple Leafs player, part of the Road Hockey to Conquer Cancer. Go to roadhockeytoconquercancer.ca for more information on how to donate, register, and volunteer. A great absolutely a great,
great guy.
Like Shane Corson. I love the fact he's like, yeah, I love trick or treating, like going out there and getting eating all my son's candy. That's
it would
what I wanna
honestly
do.
Halloween is a convenient time to be missing your two front teeth. I always make fun of my boyfriend is Giblets. He's missing his two front teeth, and I've been kind of on him to get
What's like an ideal Halloween like costume with missing teeth though?
You just bugger your face up a little. You go out. You're spooky already. Spooks me a lot.